No. By the way, coming up in a couple of weeks, I'm going to be a DJ for a nudist camp.
Really? Do you have the what was his name? I think it was Matthew Stewart. We don't need to take our clothes off to have a good time.
Jermaine Stewart.
Jermaine Stewart. Ah, yes. There you go. Yes. Yeah. Do you have that song?
I do.
You do?
I do.
You should open with that.
Yeah.
You know? Just so that people realize, hey, listen, we can still have fun.
We gotta do songs, an entire playlist of removing your clothes. There's enough songs out there you could do that with.
But there's also that beginning one that says we really don't have to do this. Yeah. And still have a good time.
Now, is this done at a nudist colony?
A nudist colony, yes.
Really?
It's a camp. It's a specific place. I won't say where it is or the location because I still want to get paid.
Steve, do you have to be nude at this
wedding? No, I do not.
When in Rome.
But you're not allowed, like, I can't take pictures. I won't be able to take any pictures.
No pictures?
No pictures.
Don't they realize half of your marketing is through Facebook?
Yeah, well, that's one that I won't be putting up on
You
on
just the blur them. You just pixelate them.
You can't put nude photos up on Facebook.
Even if you pixelate them?
Yeah.
Or what if you just shot them from, I mean, you take the picture, obviously, but then you only post, like, from the shoulders up.
Look, these folks are normal people, and all they want to do is just walk around in the nude and maybe even dance in the nude, and that's fine.
Now,
but they also don't want to be made fun of, either.
My kids watch Say Yes to the Dress a lot. You know, it's all about buying wedding dresses. I'm going to bet you no one's ever watched the show at that wedding, because there's no need for a wedding dress. They're saving money.
That's true.
No, there's also no need for the garter toss.
You could probably wear a garter that could be tossed.
Yeah, but the whole idea of tossing it and then putting it on, who does it get put on? It gets put on the bride, right? By whatever guy catches it.
It's taken off the bride, and then isn't it...
caught and then put on who? The female who catches the bouquet? Is the bouquet tossed first?
The bouquet usually is tossed first.
Okay.
Then they take the garter.
And they toss that.
Right.
And then the guy who catches the garter puts that on the woman who caught the bouquet.
But you know what? Nobody really does that anymore.
Really?
I believe that was created by some pervert in the 70s going, hey, you know it'd be a really good idea.
Great way to
cop
a feel.
You take that garter off the chick and then you put it on another chick.
Right. And you just hope the ugly one's not the one who catches the bouquet.
And then the DJ plays the Jeffersons moving on up as they put the garter.
Yeah,
up.
There you go.
So wait a minute, was this part of, you mentioned a few moments ago that they don't want to be made fun of?
Yeah.
Is that like part of the contract?
There is a strict policy on no photography whatsoever.
No, I understand that, but are you not allowed to have fun with them?
Is there a mockery clause?
No, the person I spoke with. Told me that they frown upon any kind of photography.
No, I get that, but what about mockery? What about having fun with them, joking about them?
Well,
you're all standing here.
You can joke with them. You just can't joke about them outside.
Right. So you can say things like, I can see from this dance. Anybody got an iron? Is there an iron in here? Who brought in the Sharpay?
Mr. Wrinkles over here.
There's no saggy balls contest or anything like that.
Winky Wrinkler over here.
Tell you what, I'm gonna put a floor mat out here. We're going to cover it in flour. Yeah. And I want a few of you to roll around in it.
All right. There you go. So,
what's the joke? You know who the most popular guy at the nudist colony is? The guy who can hold four coffees and a dozen donuts. You know who the most popular girl is? The girl who can eat the last donut.
Booyah!
Do you bring like Twister?
I don't know if they play Twister. This, by the way, is a family nudist colony. So I was also told that, the profanity and the music and all that stuff. You got to keep to a minimum.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to watch your behavior.
Yeah.
But they're okay with all being nude with children.
Because
present.
There's no sexual connotations between
it.
This is
just nudity. It's just nudity. That's all it is.
I know.
That's the misnomer. People who go to nudist colonies are not perverts.
In fact, if you're having like sex in the open at a nudist colony or nude beach, you're asked to leave.
No, I get that, and I also get the idea that there's no sexual stimulation expected by people who are seeing other people in the nude. And while you might be comfortable having your children see you in the nude, is there not another step that needs to be taken to be comfortable with your children seeing other adults nude?
I think when you start a child from a young age with anything and make them comfortable with something, they're not going to be that uncomfortable with it.
You know, what I find to be absolutely true is, and I know a couple of nudists. I've met nudists. I've been on nude beaches. I was clothed, but I know what goes on. I find the people that like to be nude are the people who should never be nude.
Yeah.
They should never be nudes. They should be wearing like shorts in the shower.
Exactly. Yeah, cutoffs everywhere they go. They're never nudes.
Yeah, and then like cry in the shower in between auditions.
Think about all the women, or I'm sorry, all the people that you've been with.
Mm-hmm.
I say people, you know.
Okay. Gender inclusion. Yeah, right.
Really, does anybody really look that good naked? Out of all the people, the percentage of how many people like
been a handful.
Look,
yeah, there've been a handful.
A handful
that look really
out
good.
Of probably
out of, you know,
right.
Several dozen.
Yeah, percentage
right.
wise,
right.
It's not that good.
It's like 2%.
Yeah, nobody really looks good naked.
No, it's like 2%. But if I'm going to be asked to come in there as a non-nudist, and are these people nude all the time when they're at the camp?
I believe they are, yeah.
24/7,
they're nude. 24/7.
Do they have doors in the bathrooms?
There was a list of rules I thought I saw, unless I was reading it on a forum, because I was actually trying to find out nudist colony etiquette to make sure I didn't offend anybody.
Right.
And I believe you can bring a towel with you to sit down on. You know, if you sit down on a chair, because nobody wants
splinters in their ass.
Or AJ on the chair, if you know what I'm saying.
AJ?
Apple juice?
Yeah, apple juice.
I don't. Is that pulp free?
So, not always.
Who put the duck butter on the ottoman?
I don't. You're losing me now, man.
You can explain it to you after the show.
Yeah, etiquette. Yeah. But again, I mean, do they at least have a sense of humor?
From the person I talked to, it's seemingly yes, but it doesn't seem like everybody has a sense of humor.
Yeah, well,
but they're just like
that's
normal,
like any normal group of people. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I mean, you don't know who you're going to upset by saying anything.
They are normal people, John. They
I just like
to walk around nude. That's
all. I didn't. I just meant non-nudes. So I found nine nudist resort rules of etiquette.
Mm-hmm. Is okay. So I just looked at New England nudist camps.
Mm-hmm.
If I just mentioned the town, would you confirm it's there?
No, I'm not going to say where it is because
Massachusetts.
Works,
huh? Is it in Massachusetts?
If they like the job that I did, I'd like to be hired again.
And you want some good word of mouth? They might tell the other nudist camps.
Yeah.
About you.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're working the whole nudist circuit.
I'm on a whole nudist thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at the Berkshire Vista Resort in Hancock, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
They must have scoured all of New England to find a place that would be an appropriate name for a nudist colony.
I'm sure that had to have been by design. You know, that's not just accidental. They didn't go to every, 430-something cities and towns in Massachusetts? You don't go to every one of them and be turned down, and then all of a sudden you go to Hancock, and you go, hey, listen, we want to open up a nudist colony here in Hancock. You got a problem with that? Are you kidding me? This is the perfect place to have a nudist colony. We're Hancock.
Yeah. What, do you want to go to Yarmouth?
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy.
We go to Cummington.
What about Dennis? You want to spend a weekend in Dennis, or you want to be naked here in Hancock?
We just got back from the Grand Tetons, too.
And next month, we're going to Jackson Hole.
I believe we have nudist experts on the phone.
How are they holding the phone?
They have.
So the nine etiquette rules I see here is you might be able to keep your clothes on.
I was told that I was able to.
Okay. They might block your camera lens.
Mm-hmm.
You need to bring a towel with you everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Footwear is welcome.
Uh-huh.
They eat in the nude.
I've done that.
They don't monitor toenails, but you probably should clip them anyway.
Oh, yeah. You see like a woman who's got all kind of nasty feet, like, you know, a big yellow toenail just sticking out there on a hammer toe.
A woman. I would think you'd be more inclined to see a man.
Even women get like a toe fungus, and it's really unsightly.
Single guy or gal, you might not make it in.
Well, I'm being hired. I'm a vendor.
Mm-hmm. And no open displays of affection. Are you not playing any slow songs?
I would imagine you would.
Well, in the fashion of slow dancing, is it not possible that someone might find themselves a little worked up?
These are questions I'm gonna have to ask.
And there will be children there as well.
Yes.
But these are nudist children.
You can be nude, but you can't look sexy.
You can't?
No.
Huh. Okay.
How can you? Well, yeah, I mean, there are some people out there, women.
That would be very hard for me to do.
I was going to say, that would be very easy for me to do.
Yeah.
Not look sexy.
Yeah. You can't look sexy. So, there's no winking? Yeah.
Yeah. Unless it's brown eye winking.
In fact, will you be playing Van Morrison's Brown Eyed Girl? That should be right after Jermaine Stewart. There you go. Those are your two opening numbers,
yeah.
And then we'll see if you get to stay.
Dessert will be served from the winking brownie door. Your Pioneer Valley forecast today going to be partly cloudy, high of 80. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered thunderstorms.
Make your brown eyes blue?
More like the blue eyes brown. 65
you
and downtown.
You gotta bring a slide whistle with you.
And that's the news on Rock 102. Ah, yeah.